This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's it really called, Sawyer?
The Gravity Rabbit.
Yeah.
I said Gravity Rabbit. Just for
today's story is called The Velveteen Rabbit by Marjorie Williams Bianco. There was once a velveteen rabbit. Look, there's the rabbit's in a stocking with a candy cane. Ready, Sawyer? There was once a velveteen rabbit, and in the beginning he was really splendid. He was fat and bunchy, as a rabbit should be. His coat was spotted brown and white, and his ears were lined with pink sateen. He was naturally shy, and being only made of velveteen, some of the more expensive toys quite snubbed him. The only person who was kind to him at all was the skin horse. He was very wise, for he had seen many mechanical toys, and he knew that they were only toys and would never turn into anything else. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day. "Real isn't how you're made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you when a child loves you for a long, long time. By the time you are real, you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand." There was a person called Nana who went swooping about like a great wind and hustled the playthings away in cupboards. The tin ones hated it, but the rabbit didn't mind it so much, for wherever he was thrown, he came down soft. One evening, when the boy was going to bed, he couldn't find the china doll that he always slept with, "Here," Nana said, "take your old bunny." That night, and for many nights after, the Velveteen Rabbit slept in the boy's bed. And so time went on, and the little rabbit was very happy. So happy that he never noticed how his beautiful velveteen fur was getting shabbier, his tail becoming unsewn, and all the pink rubbed off his nose where the boy had kissed him. Once the rabbit was left out after dusk, and Nana had to look for him with the candle. Once the rabbit was left out after dusk, and Nana had to look for him with the candle because the boy couldn't go to sleep unless he was there. You have a bunny that you like that too, right? Nuffle bunny?
Yeah, I got all my stuffies.
You have lots of stuffies, yeah.
Yes,
"Fancy all that fuss for a toy," she said. "You mustn't say that," the boy said. "He isn't a toy. He is real." When the little rabbit heard that, he was happy, for he knew that what the skin horse had said was true at last. He was real. The boy had said it himself. Near the house, there was a wood. One evening, while the rabbit was lying there alone, he saw two strange beings. They were rabbits, like himself, but quite furry and brand new. They stared at him, and the little rabbit stared back. And all the time, their noses twitched. "He hasn't got any hind legs. He doesn't smell right."
I got a bunny in my crib. Hold on, bunny. And I don't have a bunny.
You have a bear, a dinosaur, a tiger, a baby, and a monkey.
Two bears.
Wow. And a flashlight.
I have Harper's bear.
You have Harper's bear. She shared with you. You have two bear bears. The wild rabbit exclaimed, jumping backwards. "He isn't a rabbit at all. He isn't real." "I am real," said the little rabbit. "The boy said so. Come back and play with me. I know I'm real. But there was no answer. The real bunnies left. Weeks passed, and the little rabbit grew very old and shabby. But the boy loved him just as much. He loved him so hard that the pink lining to his ears turned gray and his brown spots faded. And then one day the boy was ill. That means he was sick. His little body was so hot that it burned the rabbit when he held him close. The Velveteen Rabbit lay there, hidden from sight under the bedclothes, and he never stirred, for he was afraid that if they found him, someone might take him away, and he knew that the boy needed him. Presently, the boy got better. The room was to be disinfected, and all the books and toys that the boy had played with in bed must be burnt. "How about this old bunny?" Nana asked. "That?" said the doctor. "Why, it's a mass of scarlet fever germs. Burn it at once." And so the little rabbit was put into a sack and carried out to the garden. The little rabbit felt very lonely. A tear, a real tear, trickled down his little shabby velvet nose and fell to the ground. Where the tear had fallen, a flower grew out of the ground. The blossom opened, and out of it stepped a fairy. "I am the nursery magic fairy," she said. "I take care of all the playthings that the children have loved. When they are old and worn out, I turn them into real."
"Wasn't I real before?" asked the little rabbit.
"You were real to the boy," the fairy said, "because he loved you. Now you shall be real to everyone." She flew with the little rabbit into the wood where the wild rabbits danced. "I've brought you a new playfellow," the fairy said. "You must be very kind to him and teach him all he needs to know in Rabbit Land." And she kissed the little rabbit again and put him down on the grass. But the little rabbit sat quite still for a moment, for he didn't want them to see that he was made all in one piece. He did not know that the fairy had changed him. Just then, something tickled his nose. And before he thought what he was doing, he lifted his hind toe to scratch it. He actually had hind legs. Instead of dingy velveteen, he had brown fur, soft and shiny. He was a real rabbit at last. The seasons passed, and in the spring, the boy went out to play in the wood and saw two rabbits. One of them had strange markings under his fur, and the boy thought to himself, "Why, he looks just like my old bunny." But he never knew that it really was his own bunny. Come back to look at the child who had first helped him be real. And that is the end. Is there more? That's it. That's the end.
That's not what I wanted.
Maybe this page at the end with the boy.
Can you give me my old...